Arkansas is the first state in the nation to ban transgender health care to minors. Yesterday, the Arkansas legislature, by a simple majority, overturned a veto issued the previous day by Governor Asa Hutchinson of a bill banning gender-affirming medical care for trans youth in the state. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Robin Lundstrom of Elm Springs, spoke one more time on the House floor about HB 1570, the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act.
We've been through this bill, so I won't hit every single point. But I do think it's important to hit a few things that have been discussed. First of all, I want to thank a few folks. I want to thank Family Council, Family Research Council, Heritage Foundation, Focus on the Family.
Leading up to the vote, she made a closing case.
They're minors and they're children, and they need to be protected from two things, both surgical and chemical sex change procedures.
Gender confirmation surgery is legal for trans adults in Arkansas, but not for trans youth. The SAFE Act bars healthcare providers from prescribing gender-affirming hormone treatment to Arkansas minors seeking to transition.
The question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1570, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Has everyone voted? Has everyone voted? Cast up the ballot, Mr. Clerk. By a vote of 72 yeas, 25 nays, and zero present, House Bill 1570 is passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding.
After the Arkansas House voted to overturn Governor Hutchinson's veto yesterday, the Arkansas Senate immediately followed, voting 25-8 to override. Governor Hutchinson says the SAFE Act is too extreme and exemplifies what he calls vast government overreach. The governor expressed hope that conservative lawmakers would follow suit, saying he's learned in recent weeks from constituents that gender-affirming health care can save young lives. This is Ozarks at Large.